Well, good morning. It's 7:43 a.m. on Wednesday, May the 8th, 2019. A rather dreary again morning. At least everything isn't wet at the moment. It's supposed to rain again later this morning. There's a possibility of snow tomorrow. I push real hard for the first mile to try to build up some heat. So if I sound a little winded, it's because I'm a little winded. I had my breakfast. I had my steel-cut oats this morning. It was delicious leftovers from yesterday. The hot pot, the Instapot is it made making the steel-cut oats so easy. I need to tweak it a little bit. Still a lot of liquid, and the oats hadn't really fully expanded. I don't mind if they're chewy. I like them chewy. But I'll give them an extra minute tomorrow when I make them. See if that works. So I worked a lot on the story yesterday. It was pretty gratifying. And it's coming together. There's like three places where I got the right chapter, I got the right people, they're doing the wrong things. So I need to fix those three chapters. There's a couple of stubs, there's a couple of chapters that are, this needs to be something else. You need to put this thing that happened here. So I got a couple of those that I need to write. I'm it's not like this morning is too all that particularly pretty. It's not as wet as yesterday, although it's a little bit colder. The wind out on the street outside. I'm down in the neighborhoods now, so I've got, you know, brick walls on either side, and tall trees, and there's not a lot of wind rustling through the alleys here, so it feels a little warmer because the wind is just whistling. I'm pretty sure I'm going to get back into the wind again. There's about 6,000 things. Not really, but so my brain is going ping pong, ping pong, ping pong all over the place this morning. I was thinking about Cape Grace. I was thinking about the ending to Darkness, which took me to the ending of, I guess, the ending of Captain Shearer. I'm thinking about Ishmael Wong as being an individual dealing with chronic depression. Wondering how much of my own emotional state comes to bear on what things Ishmael considers, what he thinks is possible, what he does. coming up on it. Get ready. Stay with me. Mark post. So yeah, now I'm dealing with another deeply troubled individual. A book full of dysfunction. I'm walking and not talking because my brain is just moving too fast for my lips to keep up with. So I'm sorry about that. Let me try to downshift a little bit here. So I wrote a blog post on walking away from bad advice or inappropriate advice or advice that doesn't really apply. It's kind of a, it was a sort of a Hail Mary. It's like, I don't know what I'm going to write about this month. So the Rocky Mountain Fiction Writers blog, the deadline was last Friday. And I heard from Rachel, the editor. She said, oh, yeah, it's not bad. Did a little polish on it, but it's not bad. I like the topic, so it'll be good. Now I've got to think of something to write about for the newsletter, which comes up in a week. And I have to get it done because I'm flying on the morning of the 14th. I have to get it scheduled so that it drops. I also need to get in touch with the people who are doing the mentorship program. They scheduled a mentorship meeting for Thursday. I need to check with Sarah. Because I'm supposed to be in a board meeting from 1 to 2. It seems to me we changed the time. I don't remember if that's actually something we did or if it's something that I dreamt. Speaking of dreaming, this sleep thing is pretty cool. I was in bed last night by 10. I slept through till 6. And for once woke up without the cat scratching at the bedroom door to wake me up to feed them. So, yeah, my back was sore. I've been getting up to a sore back here most mornings lately. I'm not exactly sure what the problem is. My core. I did. So I've been. I've, the last couple of days, I've been able to do a couple push-ups. The muscles under my arm aren't screaming anymore. And I don't know if it was from the push-ups or if it was from turning over the garden plot. Unusual exertion, I suppose, is the best way to put it. It didn't feel like that much at the time, but I suspect that it was. More than I was really prepared to do. Okay, here's the wind. Run, squirrel, run! Squirrel. The concrete path leading off through the park here. Squirrel just came hopping down the path, stopped at the edge of the street, looked both ways, and ran like a son of a bitch across the street. Okay. And head on, face into the wind. Yikes. Wow, that's cold. It's breaks in the clouds off to the northeast. That's not the direction the weather's coming from, though, so it's coming out of the northwest. It's coming right down off the mountains. Man, that is cold. Got a lot of body heat built up. So I should have some milk in a container up here to make yogurt with. Kind of looking forward to seeing how this whole process works. It's quite a long process. I have to go back and refresh my memory on how it's supposed to go. But it's like, boil the milk for half an hour. And then it's like an 8-hour cycle. But I have to boil it and then cool it to 115. So it's just under 150 degrees, so it doesn't kill the yogurt, and then make a starter from a quarter cup of existing yogurt, and then mix that into the milk and start the yogurt cycle. I'm really interested to see how that all comes out in terms of whether or not I like the homemade yogurt. But we'll see. Right now, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.